Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with State Representative John Thorpe about what's coming up in this year's legislative session.
You're about to start your second term in the Iowa legislature. What does it mean to you to be able to represent the people of your district here once again here in Des Moines starting this year?
Well, it's definitely an honor. It was an honor the first time, but apparently enough people thought that I did an okay job the first time, so that's also an honor. I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy being up there, and I enjoy a lot of things about it. I enjoy a lot of the processes, but I also enjoy the little times where I can help. You know, I can help one individual person with this problem, the constituency services. I'm proud to be able to go back and do that.
Major thing this year, of course, is a pandemic response. That said, you know, what are the different things the legislature is going to be doing here this year as far as, I'm sure there's going to be some mitigation going on within the House chambers, and I guess beyond that, maybe some legislation related to the pandemic. You know, what are you able to share about that?
Well, you know, I learned fairly early it's not good to really make a hard prediction on a lot of things that happened in the State House. There are 150 legislators, and people joke that out of 150 legislators, you probably have 250 opinions. And I think that's kind of true sometimes. But anyway, to answer your question, we're doing a few mitigation efforts. I think you're going to see a lot of people wearing masks, which is probably not a bad idea at all. Committee meetings, I believe, are probably not going to have a peanut gallery, if you will. I don't think there are going to be a lot of people in the committee meetings, but for the purposes of transparency and whatnot, they're going to still be able to, and anybody who's interested in that particular committee meeting is going to be able to watch it online, or if they're in the Capitol, there are going to be several places that have monitors set up, TV monitors and whatnot. So there'll be some changes like that.
Well, and speaking of committees, you know, you serve on several committees, including transportation, natural resources, agriculture, and public safety. That being said, what are some of the big things that you'll be discussing here once the session starts up here on Monday?
Well, agriculture is going to be a new one for me. I haven't in the last 2 years, I haven't been on the agriculture committee. I'm pretty excited about it. I hate to get too far ahead of myself because I have so much to learn over the next couple of weeks. So that one I'm not as experienced on, at least in terms of how the committee is going to be moving. Natural resources, there are always issues related to water quality that have been important over the last couple of years. I suspect there will be some discussion there. If it's not in the Agriculture Committee, I would expect some of those topics will be aired in natural resources. Also on transportation and public safety, and actually public safety, I think, will probably be taking up the bulk of my time. Just because, a lot of times in the legislature, they try to put you with some projects or some bills that you might have some personal knowledge of. Just for example, if there's something involving, something involving physicians, then they would, generally bills would go to somebody who's a physician, or at least somewhere near that occupation. And in my case, I'll probably be working most of the time on public safety bills.
Well, I was talking to Senator Amy Sinclair here a couple days ago. She's, of course, the chair of the Senate Education Committee. That's, of course, a big thing here this year with COVID causing a whole bunch of changes with people going online. Do you have any knowledge on any upcoming legislation as far as education is concerned here in the state? I know homeschooling was a big thing this year, wanting to maybe get more of the homeschooled kids back into in-person learning. Do you have anything that you're able to share with that?
Yeah, and I obviously Senator Sinclair, being the chair of the committee, she's going to have a lot better feeling of the pulse of things because she's been working pretty hard on it during the interim. But yes, I would say one of the issues has been how different school districts are handling the returning to learning scenario. There are some schools that are refusing to allow people to open enroll to, say, the district like right next to them, and their children are not able to get into a school and learn simply because they can't get authorization to go to an adjacent district. And I think that, just for example, that'll be one of the things we'll probably be looking at.
Well, and the legislature has considered approving the authorization of use of rainy day funds for things such as pandemic response, food assistance. What are your opinions on that? Or is there anything you're going to be pushing for there?
Well, it gets a little tricky with the rainy day fund. The thing to remember about that is legally we have to pay that back within 12 months. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if we can spend it and then slowly build that back up. Now, having said that, I know that small businesses in the area, well, I mean, all over the nation, actually, small businesses have had a lot of problems with, just keeping their doors open. Like you say, making sure PPE is going places that it needs to go. I'm absolutely in favor of paying for some of that stuff as long as we can afford it, obviously. And I generally think there's enough fat in the budget that we can, tightening the belt is something that people don't like, but a lot of times you can reveal areas that there is too much fat. So I'm kind of going around answering this question, but the point is, yes, as long as we can do it responsibly, I'm absolutely all about spending some money to help small businesses and that type of enterprise.
Anything else going on here in the legislature once it starts up on Monday that we haven't touched on yet that you want your constituents here to know?
I think we've covered it pretty well. It's going to be, as I said, it's going to be it's probably going to be a fast session, and I don't mean it's going to be done quickly. I just mean there's going to be a lot of stuff we're going to be dealing with in a short period of time. So as people see things pop up and they want to give me their opinion on it, I always like that. So please, send me an email, send me a text message. All my contact information's on the legislative website, so don't hesitate to reach out to me and let me know what you're thinking.
Thanks to State Representative John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.